Welcome to our Thursday night meditation on the Sponsoring Master. Let us begin tonight by wiggling our big right toe, wiggling our left thumb, wiggling our nose, and wiggling our heart. In the name of the light of God that never fails, we call now for the presence of the three wise men to be with us, beloved El Moria, Kuthumi, and Dwal Kul. We call now for the divine taper to balance, blaze, expand, and intensify the threefold flame within our hearts. We call now for the light of God that never fails, beloved Lord Gautama Buddha, beloved Sanat Kumara Shambhala, beloved Zarathustra, to come forth now in this dark night of the year and to inspire our hearts with light, with love, with God determination to keep on keeping on. We call now to the seraphim of light to establish a wall of protection around us. A ring pass knot of solar energy that our entire consciousness, being, and world might be sealed in light, that the entire microcosm might be redeemed, that this redemption on a personal level might translate as a planetary redemption. O come, divine redeemer. O come, beloved Jesus, beloved Maitreya, beloved Zarathustra, and assist us in this moment and in these cosmic timetables, according to God's will. Let it be done. Amen. Please look upon the portrait of the Sponsoring Master, the Master you have chosen as your guide, your guru, your friend. It's actually quite an amazing concept to realize the Sponsoring Master as being with us all the time, that we are actually carved within the compartment of their being, that there is a place for us within their consciousness, and that what we are going through is something they can perceive of and understand and assist us with. In education, Sanat Kumara was saying that he is aware of every thought and feeling that goes on this planet. And I thought to myself, how vast is the mind of God to be able to do that. Mind of God locked into his consciousness as Lord of the world, Regent Lord of the world. And so we're looking at the Master, establishing that figure eight flow, that tie of oneness. What we're doing tonight is we're experiencing and visualizing and creating with our sustained attention that figure eight flow between our eyes and the eyes of the Master as a horizontal figure eight flow. And simultaneously, we are creating a figure eight flow between our lower self and our higher self, at the nexus of the south gate. This is that point where the eighth ray turns to the ninth ray, and the ninth ray turns to the eighth ray, and we have this action of ruby fire and resurrection spiral taking place is the open door which no man can shut. And so we understand that as we strengthen that bond horizontally, so the tie is being strengthened vertically. So we're simply looking at the eyes of the Master and calming ourselves down, calming down our expectations, our irritations, our human habit patterns. This is the moment when the Divine Self can appear. In the process of concentration, meditation, and contemplation, we are engaging in the intention, which is concentration through the cerebellum, the attention, which is meditation through the pituitary, and then the pattern of suspension that takes place through the pineal. And suspension means that we create a suspension chamber, that we suspend our human personality for time and space, where we become one with the Master, and the Master becomes one with us, and we become one with all of life at one moment, atonement. So to get to this place of suspension and contemplation, first we concentrate. That's our intention. So we're concentrating on the eyes of the Master. This is exercising our blue plume. This is strengthening our cerebellum. The energy is active at the base of the skull and the lobes in the back of the head. The occipital lobe. Now when we feel our eyes locking into the Master, we see the eyes of the Master go real. We move into a process of meditation. Meditation activating the yellow plume, activating the pituitary gland. That gland is above the roof of the mouth. That seat of the yellow plume within the head. Meditation is where the golden sun appears. That's the S-U-N, that's the S-O-N. And you may actually see a golden light surrounding the Master's portrait, a golden light filling the room. This is where higher ideations from the mind of God are delivered to your mind. Experience that yellow plume within the pituitary, blazing. aspect of meditation is where we're anchoring a greater level and increment of Christ consciousness. We were operating on the concentration from the cerebellum. We were activating that blue plume of power of oneness with the Father, where we intend to do the Father's will, and we sit in our seats and get focused. When we move to the place of meditation, we're downloading a greater level of Christic awareness. That Christic awareness may come through glyphs, or through an unfolding of a phraseology. Like the song says, this is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Laud, the babe, the son of Mary. The son of the materializing of the mother race. The son who is one with the Father and materializes that will through the mother. We want to get to a place of comfortability with the Master's eyes staying alive. It's a little bit like sun gazing. Let the light penetrate through your eyes without too much questioning, human questioning about it. And so the next step is the contemplation. In the concentration, we're in the meditation, we're activating that pituitary function, which is actually the queen's chamber in the Great Pyramid within the head. Now we're activating the pineal gland, that spiritual focus within the center of the head that is the opening for higher awareness at a different level in the seat of angelic communication. Focus for the pink plume within the head. This is also the focus of the king's chamber within the Great Pyramid of Self. And we see a triangulation taking place between the pituitary and the pineal and the third eye as the root of the nose. There's that little nub. Brian described it as a pencil, like a pencil eraser, coming out, protruding out, pulsing out. The triangulation that forms there brings to us greater awareness, greater oneness. In the phase of contemplation, we become one. Like Jesus said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. And so we leave behind all of our habituated thinking. And the carnal mind and its petty naggings. have activated the blue plume to do the will of the Father. We have activated the yellow plume to receive the Christic impressions of the Son. And now we're activating the pink plume, that all of this might be an offering of love that we place upon the altar of our God. We're not doing this out of obligation, we're doing this out of love. And in this interchange of love, we know not yet what we shall receive. Like the Bible says, we know not yet what he shall be when he shall appear. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall be one with him. We shall see him as he is. We are one with our Master. Through the triangulation with the third eye, we see him as he is. We are one with the Master. Through our divine intent, please mute your phone, everyone. Someone's not muted right now. And so what happens is that as we have been activating these plumes through the process of concentration, meditation, contemplation, we also have been experiencing corresponding action within the heart and within the three plumes in the heart, a balancing action, a sustaining action. We're ready for the increase. And so we invite now our soul to rise up on the shafts of the Ida Pingala Shushumna energy up the spine, rising up on the seat of the soul, up on these Kundalini fires, into the heart chakra, where our bridegroom descends, our holy Christ self descends, and there's that merging now. The merging of the ascending and the descending triangles, the Star of David appearing as the Star of Christhood manifests here below through the soul. The soul is a matter of realization of our Christ presence. She is the bride, and she is paramount. Not just a little child, though she is a little child. God said, except you be as a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And so, the soul in her child being is of paramount importance because she is the matter realization of the Christ. The Christ cannot matter realize without her in the world of form. And so Jesus said, suffer the little children, let them come unto me. And so we see our little child, our soul, embraced now in the arms of our holy Christ self, embracing in the secret chamber of the heart. She is both the child and the bride. And we see the soul and the Christ self now moving into the secret chamber of the heart, the eight-petaled chakra, the alchemical chamber, where the threefold flame glows. and burns upon the altar. And now we invite the presence of our beloved Sanat Kumara to come forth into the secret chamber of our heart. He is aware of our every thought and feeling. He is aware, and he is invited. And he has come, for we have need of him. And he has come to fan the flames of the heart, to reestablish the balanced threefold flame of Shambhala within our own microcosm. Our soul, our Christ self, are suspended in the sea of light, the Gobi sea that says, like Gautama Buddha told us, go be, go be. And on this island in the center of the sea is the temple where our beloved Sanat Kumara comes to strengthen the flame and to expand and intensify it to the greatest degree that we are capable of receiving that expansion. Every new level of expansion of the threefold flame creates a shift within the 12 starry focal points within our auric field. Meaning, the more our threefold flame comes into balance and expands, the more our starry focal points come into congruency with their original alignment in God. And we have that saving of the earth within our microcosm, that saving of the world that is our own microcosm. And so Sanat Kumara came to save the earth. And tonight, we dedicate ourselves as that focus for the redeeming of the 12 starry focal points that fell within our microcosm and that can now be redeemed through the balancing action of the threefold flame. This is a very delicate process. Not one to be taken lightly. We think upon those who perform microsurgery. This is like a microsurgery that affects the macro world. Oh, beloved Sanat Kumara, come into our temple now. We call for the restoration of the original divine pattern of our 12 starry focal points. We call for the restoration now of the original balance of the plumes of our threefold flame. Right within our secret chamber, right within our four lower bodies, we call now for the balancing of those areas that can be balanced at the etheric, mental, emotional, and physical plane. We call now for a greater congruency with the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Divine Mother. We call now for equilibrium and for your flame to fill in the gaps, strengthen our flame, to strengthen us in our areas of weakness, so that we might hold that pattern that was originally ours, to hold it with your strength until we can fully hold it. own right use of power, wisdom, and love. As continually express right thought, right feeling, and right action. We ask to feel the pattern within the secret chamber of the heart. We ask for the soul with the Holy Christ Self to witness that original pattern that we had before the fall. To witness it and experience it in this moment. That pattern to be sustained through the 12 starry focal points as that wheel, the giant wheel, the wheel of the Dharma in our auric field, with all of the spokes in alignment, leading out from that secret chamber of the heart, from that threefold flame, leading out. At the starry focal point of the 12 o'clock line of the solar hierarchy of Capricorn now, be adjusted and aligned with the divine pattern. Let the starry focal point of the 1 o'clock line of the hierarchy of God love be now aligned and adjusted according to the divine pattern. Let the starry focal point of the 2 o'clock line of Pisces now be aligned and adjusted according to the divine pattern. Let the starry focal point, the 3 o'clock line of solar hierarchy of God control, be now adjusted and aligned with the divine pattern. Let the starry focal point, the 4 o'clock line of the solar hierarchy of God obedience, be now aligned and adjusted to the original divine pattern. Let the starry focal point of the solar hierarchy of the 5 o'clock line of Gemini now be adjusted and aligned the original divine pattern. Let the starry focal point of the 6 o'clock line of the solar hierarchy of Cancer now be adjusted and aligned according to the divine pattern. Let the starry focal point on the 7 o'clock line of the hierarchy of Leo now be adjusted and aligned according to the divine pattern. Let the starry focal point of the 8 o'clock line of Virgo now be adjusted and aligned according to the divine pattern. Let the starry focal point of the 9 o'clock line of the solar hierarchy of Libra now be adjusted and aligned according to the original divine blueprint. Let the starry focal point of the solar hierarchy of Scorpio now be adjusted and aligned according to the divine blueprint. star focal point. Your 11 o'clock line of the solar hierarchy of Sagittarius now be adjusted and aligned according to the divine blueprint. And let the divine energies now the 12 o'clock line of God power, the 3 o'clock line of God control, 6 o'clock line of God harmony, of the 9 o'clock line of God reality be strengthened through the balancing and expansion and intensification of the blue plume of our threefold flame, also anchored through the cerebellum and the Shushumna energies upon the spinal altar. Let the divine energies now of God love, God obedience, God gratitude, and God vision. Now be fully anchored within the pink plume of our threefold flame for the balancing and the expansion and the intensification of that flame, and also anchored within the pineal gland and the Ida energies upon the spinal column. Now let the energies of God mastery and God wisdom, God justice, and God victory be anchored through the yellow plume of the threefold flame now balancing, expanding, intensifying. And through the pituitary gland, and through the pingala energies rising upon the spinal altar. And let the Star of Bethlehem appear now in all of its glory above the manger scene where the Christ is born. And where angels do sing in those tongues of the Holy Spirit. And where the light of the Father has incarnated as the Word made flesh, who dwells among us. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. You see the Star of Bethlehem drawing nigh as the causal body, now merging with the seed atom of the etheric body, merging now at the level of the Buddhic top knot. And we we see our sponsoring master now beckoning the soul and the holy Christ self to come up higher, to rise now on the shaft of Mother Light. Up, up, up. Drawn into the center of that star. That star is flashing, multicolored rainbow rays. The star is also flashing the pulsations of our divine attainment on each of the 12 lines of the clock, on each of the 12 starry focal points. And so, one star different from another in glory based upon our personal, individual attainment through our lifetimes of journeying on planet Earth and in other systems of worlds. We have garnered specific experiences on each line of the clock, specific experiences on each starry focal point, energy resonance. These are the 12 angels now who sing. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. We see now the Christ child babe as the baby laying in the manger. We see this manger now in the center of our star, in the center of our causal body. We see the baby in the manger there, surrounded with the multicolored, pulsating rings of light, pulsating rays of light. See the blue and the yellow and the purple and the pink and the white and the green. The most beautiful Christmas tree, like the God star Sirius. And now with the blessing of the I Am Presence, we see the Christ babe descending into the secret chamber of the heart, as the Christ born in Bethlehem, within our own manger, within our own stable. And the soul and the Christ self are witness to this. They are witnessing the birth of the Christ child within our heart. And we see now our soul kneeling in adoration before the Christ child. Kneeling as the shepherd, for she has become the shepherd. And the shepherds were called to come and worship the Christ child. And so she kneels. And she receives now the imprint of the Christ child. As an imprint that will not fade away. This is the imprint. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. And the soul now stands up again, and we see the Holy Christ self beside her as the adult, as the bridegroom, and he hands her now a staff, the shepherd's crook. And she receives it. See our soul now clasping her hands upon the heart, upon her heart, as the threefold flame continues to blaze upon the altar, and our beloved Lord Sanat Kumara beckons, come home, come home. And with the staff, bring them home. So be it. Pax vobiscum. And our response now is the response we give to our Lord. Let us say this together now. Praise the Lord, I am that I am, Sanat Kumara. Praise the Lord, I am that I am, Sanat Kumara. Praise the Lord, I am that I am, Sanat Kumara. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. And upon this, the Holy Christ Self embraces the bride. And the dove of the Holy Spirit descends upon them. And Sanat Kumara now moves into higher spheres. Let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ, the newborn King. We're now going to play the song of the Three Kings as the sealing action for this meditation. And then I invite you, if you have Holy Communion, to prepare a wafer and some juice. We'll have a communion blessing after this song. I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, we call to you now, beloved Son Akuma. Come forth now as the light of the Ancient of Days. Bless now this bread and this wine. Infuse it with your presence. Infuse it now with the presence of the babe in the heart, nestled in the arms of the Divine Mother. And let our soul, who is one with the babe, and our soul, who is one with the mother, and our soul, who is one with the shepherd, now do away forever with the lie of separation, the lie that says that God did not want us. Let that lie now be broken and forever consumed in the sacred fire of the heart, in the maxim light within the threefold flame. Beloved Zarathustra, come forth now and let the entire truth of our oneness in God be restored and be crystallized through the flame, and let all that is less than that truth now be dissolved in the flame. We ask this now in Jesus' name and through the heart of the Maha Chohan. According to God's will, let it be done. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light, and let that light be the light of our Star of Bethlehem appearing. Amen. Please take now your bread and your wine. All of it for the descent of the city four square. God bless you. Thank you for joining us, and this seals our meditation. Good night.